car for a few more minutes.
Well, good morning, Russell. Excuse me for a few more minutes. It's 11:57. Oh, it's going okay. Just returning home from the heart doctor. All my tests were, shall we say, equilibrium or unchanged. So that's a good thing when you get to be my age.
That's a good deal, then. I'm glad to hear it.
Today.
Doing my second most favorite thing, mud and sheetrock.
That's a great talent right now. I'll tell you, it's hard to find a contractor from what they tell me. We haven't needed one, thankfully.
I've got a friend of ours that's family's friend of our family, and they're going to do homeschool for their kids this year. So they closed in the back porch, and we've sheetrocked it and going to turn it into a classroom. So they'll basically have a full-time classroom in there. And both the boys, 10 and 12, they're studying to get their ham license. They're getting closer to passing their technician test, so it won't be too much longer, and we'll have them on the radio.
Well, that's great. Yeah, Bernice would like to add an extension on to our house, but we've never been able to find anybody to do it for quite some time now, and I don't know, I'm not as anxious to do it as she is, but I would do it if that's what she wants.
Like here lately, if you want to work, there's plenty of work out there to do, but nobody wants to work, so there's plenty of work to do.
Politically incorrect, Russell, but exactly my feelings. We never had that option in my days. You worked or you went hungry.
I don't want to work either.
Ah, Wyatt, now, I recognize your voice this morning.
Away with that anymore. KJ4, CCD mobile.
In here, Tom, I was trying to be politically correct. I didn't say there's a bunch of lazy bums out there living off the government. I mean, you know.
I believe you're right, Tom. Well, good afternoon, Wyatt. It just turned afternoon by a few seconds, I think.
It worked before a hurricane comes. But
I was going to say, I thought we lived in South Carolina. I didn't think we had no hurricanes up here.
Well, you got stuff broke down there at the airport, or you just doing routine stuff, Wyatt?
A pre-inspection today. We have a flight check scheduled for Tuesday that I don't know if it'll make or not because that storm, Mr. Fred, is supposed to be in the area Tuesday morning, and that's when they're supposed to be doing it. And they don't like flying in IFR conditions to check an IFR piece of equipment.
Makes sense. I can understand it. Well, gentlemen, I hate to do it, but I'm going to have to hop out of here because I am about to pull into the driveway here, go in and grab some lunch, and then I can go back and play in the sheetrock mud some more. I'll say 73s, and Tom, it was good to hear you got good reports. And Wyatt, good talking with you. Y'all have a wonderful afternoon.
Well, kudos to you for working, Russell. And you have a good and a safe day. Don't get overheated. Yeah, that makes perfect sense to me, Wyatt. That I don't think you should be checking out IFR. If it didn't work very good, I guess the consequences couldn't be very good.
To the fellow leaving, and yeah, you know, for some reason, I don't understand that they actually want to see the ground when they're actually checking this. But yeah, and they also don't want to be, you know, in a level 3 thunderstorm coming through. And so, you know, I'd be okay if they just wanted to postpone it a couple of days. But then again, we have another something right behind it. And it's actually supposed to strengthen more than Fred is, so I don't know. But we should be at the beginning of our window, and I think our window is something like 60 days. We should be good. KJ4 CTD mobile.
Yeah, I saw that. I would be more concerned with the ones coming off the African coast than I am that one out of the Caribbean, presently anyways. It's just they wrap up into something bigger usually. Man, it's getting that time of year, Wyatt. I read a little bit about it, but not a whole lot, and I watched it on TV this morning, and we are on the eastern side of the cone up there, so I think that's where you get the most wind.
It's the most wind, the most rain, and we have a lot of moisture in the atmosphere above us, as I'm sure you have noticed since you've been outside today, and you're practically swimming through the atmosphere. But yeah, I actually expect Fred to be more of just a simple rainmaker than any damage anywhere. But you know, the two worst types of tropical storms are a Cat 5 and a tropical storm. Tropical storms have a lot of moisture in them and move real slow. Cat 5s go real fast and tend to throw things. Catch it for us if you did.
Yeah, pretty well. That sums it up. Well, they said that in its way early, of course, a possibility of up to 3 inches, Wyatt, so that's quite a lot of rain. We could use some rain. We actually watered the lawn yesterday, which we don't do regularly as we don't have a watering system, and it costs money. So we could use a normal rain, but it never seems like Mother Nature does anything normal.
Yesterday I was sitting outside for a little while. I heard storms all around me, but did I get any rain at all? Zero. Absolutely zero. And I see a bunch of stuff building now, and, you know, there's a lot of moisture in the atmosphere. Should get some mid-mist storms again today. But they are talking that Saturday night, it's supposed to be a lot more significant and a lot more widespread.
Well, also, I like you, when I hear the thunder, I go out and grab the egg soup real quick and check out the sky. Do a visual, and there was a nice big one building up over in Greenville yesterday. Most of the time, actually, they go up northeast of us and towards Landrum and that. And that's exactly what most of them have done lately. And we wound up with zilch. So, could use some. And, yeah, the thick air. I went out the other night, Wyatt, to check out a security light, a new one, and, boy, I'm telling you, I never made it about 30 yards up the driveway. I had to stop and take a nitro. That air was thick enough to cut with a knife, as you say. I don't like it when it gets that bad, and it really affects me. But it's better than pushing up daisies from the root side, I guess you'd say. Take care, Wyatt. Keep one hand in your pocket and be safe. This is N0TR73, Wyatt. I'm at home.
Great. We'll catch you later, Tom. Catch you. N0TR, catch you for CTD Mobile.
1-2 Tango Mobile.
4 CTD Mobile.
Hey there. And I'll going out and see if I can find me some lunch and then run a couple of errands.
And then to work to do some free inspection stuff. Got a flight check coming on Tuesday, maybe.
These Asplund guys working around on the side of the road up above my house today, so I'm hoping they'll come down and trim a tree limb that just happens to be hanging right out across the road over a wire that feeds my light on the pole out there. Hope they'll take care of that today and get rid of that, too, so I don't have to worry about that. Oh, and now I'm finding some other construction. Oh, these are the guys putting in the new power lines. I don't know what's going on. All kinds of construction been going on out here, including paving my road here for a while.
I don't see any construction where I'm at now, but I do see some crazy drivers. Normally, Friday the 13th is a really good day for me, but apparently they also let crazy people drive.
I understand that. Yeah, this is Sumter Utilities over here doing some work for Duke Energy, running new power lines. Got more road work up here. I don't know what they're doing on my road. It's a little section of road. It's only about 3.5 miles long, yet it's had more activity in the last 6 weeks than Carter's got liver pills.
Well, I was up at Hendersonville yesterday, and apparently I was going up right when they shut down 26. And I found a sinkhole right there just south of the 25 exit.
That's interesting. Hope they get all that fixed before November comes around. I got a convention up in Hendersonville in November. Lots of singers coming in from three states, for the event. So, hey, hope they get it all cleared up before then.
On a quick patch today, started last night, it's a drainage pipe that started leaking off the sides. So from what I understand, they're going to pull the drainage pipe out, dump a bunch of rock in there, and pave over it right quick, and then reschedule for actually fixing it. So who knows how long it'll take to actually fix it.
Yep, I know what you're talking about. And get out here and it's warm outside. No, I don't think it's quite as hot as it was yesterday. I don't know what temperature is right now. My car says 84, but it's probably a little bit warmer than that out here today.
It's 90, and since I'm generally heading south, it's going to get warmer. And the humidity's going up, and I do see some thunderstorms building. So, with any luck, instead of spotty storms, we'll have more widespread storms, but, you know, current forecast says that'll happen Saturday night.
Keep all those thunderstorms over your way. I don't need any of them down over my way. Don't need any of them and everything. Oh, everywhere you ride over here on the roads near my house, there's signs that say utility work ahead. So, everybody's doing everything. Another new subdivision being built over here on Blackstock Road. Just what I need. More houses.
Roof. Agree with you on that. I moved out to the countryside so I wouldn't have to deal with those people. And guess what? They announced three new subdivisions in Greer, and they're coming out to the countryside. Now, I don't want subdivisions out in the countryside. That's why we bought out here.
Been out in the country for 44 years, and they're still all coming to me. You have to deal with what you got to deal with. That's about all you can do these days. W2 T-Mobile.
T-Mobile. Yeah, well, wish they had quit coming.
You know, though, it's where they're getting all the people who can afford these houses they're building these days, because they're starting at 200 grand and going up. I know I couldn't afford one.
A lot of them are coming out of New York State and California. Fleeing all his high taxes they voted in. I don't want to vote high taxes in here, or stupid things like, hey, every state road should have a sidewalk on it. And given the fact that almost all roads in South Carolina are state roads, that would be a bad thing. I really don't need a sidewalk out in the boonies.
See, I live on a state road. Most of the ones around me are county, but the one I live on happens to be a state road. So the state was in charge of the, first time in 20 years, they've done a real good paving job on my road. And it's good. They raised the height of the road 6 more inches from what it used to be and spread it out another 2 feet on either side. So go figure. Oh, well, it's the thing, situation, I guess. And I'm surprised I'm not seeing any more traffic out here on the road than I usually see on around noontime.
I try not to go anywhere on a Friday, but, I actually only have, there's three in my little pack, and that's it. But we're up by TR, so not bad.
You come back down towards Greenville and Greer, so you'll probably find more down that way.
At the interstate, but, today I'm like, it's Friday the 13th, and they got a detour up for 26, and 85 is going to be a mess because they have construction all over it. I'm going to take the back road, so we'll see how well I do on 25 south.
I try to stay off 85 all I can, and go where I got to go, and next Monday, I got to go up, I got to go to Greer, and then I got to go to up near Furman, and then back down to Greer, and then back home. So that'll be Monday night. That'll be interesting to see what traffic's like around 5 o'clock on Monday afternoon.
5 o'clock traffic, I try never to go anywhere at 5 o'clock. I'd rather either leave early or stay late, wherever I'm at. These people are crazy here. But anyway.
Works fine if you don't have to be anywhere. But see, I have to pick up risers, and then I have to be at the Woodlands at Furman at 6 o'clock to have a performance get set up and have a performance at 7 o'clock. So you know, that's what it is. And then I've got people over here in the parking lot that don't know that you're not supposed to drive down the center of a lane. You drive down the side of it, one side or the other. I'll be back in a minute. Got to hit the ATM here. WU2T.
Hey, catch you for CTV Mobile.
Hey, were you mobiling to Rust-Oleum?
I just went by the ATM now. Got to go find me some lunch somewhere. Just don't have anything at home I want to cook today.
I know that feeling. I'm heading to Walmart. I'm going to pick up some dinner while I'm there, too. I'm not sure what I'm cooking today. Got a taste for lasagna, so I might make some sauce and make a lasagna tonight. I don't know.
Yet, so I mean, I'm gonna go see, find me someplace to grab a late lunch, and I've still got some chili in my fridge from when I made chili last week, so I might have warm me up a bowl of chili for supper today. I don't know, just depends upon how it strikes me when it comes time to eat supper.
Get you a pack of hot dogs and some buns and up an onion and make a chili cheese dog.
Hot dog buns, and I've got some nice cheese sausages that grill up real nice. You know, fix me some of those and put some of the chili on it. That would be good. And, of course, the chili I got is regular chili with beans and all that stuff in it. So I'll have to see what I want to do. Like I said, I got the hot dog buns and everything there. So maybe.
The rest of the day, anything good? I'm putting up a fence along the back there, kind of hide the lady behind me's little farm she's got going on back there, some chickens and what have you she's raising back there, and we just kind of want to hide that a little bit.
I've decided what I'm gonna do. I got some computer work I've got to get done this afternoon, and get some other things done around the house, just a little bit of house cleaning. Cleaning up, dude. And since I'm the only one there, I got to do all the work. You know how that goes.
Last week, so I got home and unloaded, and I need to clean my shack/office, vacuum, do the floors. I really need to give it a good going over and put some stuff away. I need to clean the barn. I got several projects, so I'm gonna probably tinker in the office today. Try and get that cleaned up and vacuum all real good under the desk and all around, and probably get a bucket of Murphy's oil soap and do the hardwood floors and make it look all shiny and clean and smell good.
Last week.
In River Glen last Friday, Saturday, Sunday, had a big show there, 250 horses, and then Sunday I left there and drove to my dad's. And he had some eye surgery done on Tuesday, so I stayed over Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then came home early today, and that's about it, just kind of getting my stuff together here a little bit.
And so you're still doing the Glenn shows, huh?
I retired from everything else except for those 4 year at River Glen. And that's only because they are close to home. It's only a couple-hour drive, and they've always been very profitable. And this last weekend was no exception. And as long as I got you know, photographers that really handle the most of it. All I really do is sit there and download and organize pictures. And it was a real good show this week. And I had four photographers, 250 riders, and it was busy, but it went real well. And then I made a friend over there that is a barbecue champion guy. So I've been over there hanging around with him and getting some tips on smoker. So kind of a dual purpose thing there.
Sounds good. I guess I missed some of that shooting of the horse shows, particularly those up there at River Glen. That was a nice place to go. Well, I have arrived. Let me go see if I can find me a parking place here. And I will catch up to you later. ND7J, W2T.
All right, Rusty. Have a good day. Be careful in the store. Put your mask on. And be careful in the stores. 73, ND7J Mobile.
JJ4, CTD. 626 up in North Carolina. This is crazy. There's too many lost out-of-state people going down a US 25.
A hole over there on I-26, but I read today that they've fixed it, and they're waiting for the concrete that they did, whatever they did, to cure, and it said maybe it would open up this afternoon, so I have to see.
Come down 25 and get on South Carolina 11, but I think they all missed the sign, and they're all still going down 25. And it's painfully slow now.
I have a feeling that's going to open back up pretty soon.